There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedatum. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to brand new on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Follow the money.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Polly Howard on VSiN.
Hey, hey, top of the morning to you. Happy July 4th. It is Follow the Money. Yeah, we are live in downtown Las Vegas. Mitch Moss, Polly Howard from the Circa Resort and Casino here with you for the next 3 hours on tap today. Adam Chernoff in an hour. Frequent guest on this program, a weekly, in fact, during the football season. We'll talk some NFL with him at that time. Jonathan Von Tobel on the NBA, VSiN's senior NBA analyst, coming up in 2 hours as that sport continues to be hot and heavy here as we now have July 4th upon us. You know, Las Vegas is, I don't know if every city in America is like this, but Las Vegas, like for many, many years, Paulie, it's been like fireworks, not just on July 4th. It's like June 30th. Get out of the way. Because here we come for the next week. I got to tell you, I only heard like two fireworks last night.
Thank God. Thank God. And be careful out there and hang on to your pets. Hang on to your dogs. I mean, this is, they don't know how to react to the fireworks.
Turn the TV up tonight.
Oh,
put some music on.
Yeah.
If you're going to go, let them outside, obviously. Go out there with them. Hang out with them.
It's the number one day, right? They freak out and run away.
They go, bye-bye.
Yeah.
And you can't, a lot of times that's it. Then you're not going to find them again.
Yep.
That terrible stinks.
Day. Yeah, I hear you.
Yep.
I hear you.
Okay, so here's where we are sitting right now with the latest in the NBA offseason. And I got to tell you, I made a comment to you off the air on Friday. You asked the question, will Durant have a landing spot by Monday when we're on the air? And I said, oh, yeah, we're going to know. I was dead wrong. I thought for sure it was going to be done by today. It is not. And we'll tell you this, the odds now, you can bet on this at Bet Rivers. And there was some movement overnight. And definitely this weekend, the Suns were plus 175. They went down to plus 125. The player or the team where he's going to start next year, the Nets went from plus 250 to 3-1. The Heat from plus 250 to 8-1. And look at this move on the Raptors. They went from 8-1, Paulie, all the way down this morning to plus 250.
Hey, yo, you can find the Raptors 50-1 at one book here. They are in this. They have a chance. You might have been right, though. It should have been decided. He could have been traded to one of the worst trades in my lifetime. The Timberwolves giving up 9 guys for the stifled tower, a guy who can't shoot.
What was
which
that?
Which is incredible. So this, you know, there's also you see some like one book has him plus 250 to stay. I can't imagine any scenario where this works out. He goes, okay, well, that's all for now. And he's going to come back with the Nets.
Right.
But everyone thinks they have a chance here. And if you read all the sources and the reports, everyone thinks they're in on it. Even this ridiculous report coming out that, well, if Miami can go Lowry, Robinson, and Hero, they think they're in the lead, which, you know, the problem is the Nets don't want any part of the Miami package, and they appear they don't want anything to do with Ayton. So you're going to have to get creative, get other teams involved, and this is where the door is open here for the Raptors. And according to reports, you know, if you get Ujiri in there and go Kawhi part two, you could sell him on that and say, hey, look, what happened with Kawhi, even though he's got four years left still on his deal. But he's apparently, quote, warming up to the idea of going to Toronto, Durant. So
yeah. Well, here the report was done from Michael Grange, Sportsnet up in Canada. Good morning to the fine folks watching on that great network. And he wrote about it, and it was very detailed. The one part that he did point out that I thought was very important, right? He's going to be 34 years old.
Yep.
So, as Michael wrote, paying a superstar $190 million over his age 34 through 37 seasons hasn't traditionally been a recipe for success in the NBA. When said superstar has, in recent years, missed a season due to Achilles tendon, chunks of another with a knee injury, and has otherwise a history of foot injuries, it's not something that should be done lightly, for sure. And you got to be really careful with, again, gutting the team.
Sure, good point. Because,
right, do they want to trade Scottie Barnes? Well, they're very hesitant the way it appears, you know, again, as they should be.
Yeah, rookie of the year. Look at his age.
Sure. I think it's absolutely a discussion, but you can't just, like, pull the trigger on that and say, absolutely, Scottie Barnes is available. But maybe a package that would work would include Siakam and OG. And then at that point, is it like, you're taking two of your better players off the team?
There you go. See, how good is that team? You might want to run out and say, wow, I can get 50-1. I think he's going to the Raptors. What if they give up Siakam, OG, and picks?
Mm-hmm.
How good is that team? Barnes?
Van Vliet
and Durant? How far is that team going?
Gary Trent?
Yeah, right, Gary Trent. What if it's Trent could be in that package too? I mean, the Nets want the people to move heaven and earth for him. What if it's Barnes, Trent, OG? I mean, okay, then you have Siakam and Durant. How good is that team? So it's right. A guy who has his third day, 15 years in the league, a guy who's had injuries. Yeah, I know. I see both sides of it. But I think, you know, I think the Nets here are getting a little overboard about what they want. It usually works out where the superstar says, I want to go here, and that's where he winds up. But I think, the Utah trade just really threw this into chaos here. Because now the Nets are saying, well, wait a second. If you can get 5 first-round picks for Gobert, then what should we get for Durant? I mean, they really screwed everything up with this.
I can't believe this.
This ridiculous trade.
How can you like the trade?
Okay, number one, in today's NBA, we're going with the Twin Cities Towers. You're paying $440 million. That's what's left on your deals. In the last year of his deal, Gobert makes $47 million. Towns makes $60. I mean, the guy can't stop fouling. Now, number one, there were several times over the course of his career where Gobert's been played off the floor in playoff games where you go small ball, and you saw the success Dallas had against Utah going small ball, which I know he was surrounded by a bunch of guys who couldn't defend. But 13-21 in the last 34 playoff games, they've lost 5 of their last 6 playoff series, and the guy makes all this money, and you can't shoot, you can't run a play for him. Other than maybe, okay, here's an alley-oop, go get it. I mean, it's reeks of new ownership, and I want a new shiny toy, and let's go make a move. Now, they might win a lot of games in the regular season.
That could happen.
But when you make a trade like that and give up all these players in 5 first-round picks, it's like Anthony Davis, right? The Lakers gave up a ridiculous amount to get Davis, but when that trade was made, you said, listen, they're the favorites. They have title aspirations, and they won a title. You make a trade. Where's Minnesota? Are they going to win 2 playoff series? That's crazy, this trade. It's asinine.
Will they make the Western Conference Finals 1 time in the next 3 years?
That's a good way to put it. I would say no.
You're going to have to play Towns in a totally different style, I think, which could probably be a good thing for him. Don't worry about having him down low. He's one of the best shooters in the NBA, period. I don't care how big he is.
Yeah, he wants to play the 4.
I'd have him play the 3 and the 4. I'd have him play 2, 3, and 4.
Okay.
I would say forget about this. You're going to be on the wing. We're going to be making you a guy who can operate and chuck threes all game long.
Why'd you give up Vanderbilt, too?
I don't.
Why'd you have to give up all those players?
Yeah, he's not just a throw-in, by the way. He started for the team.
Oh.
That many players and that many picks for Rudy Gobert.
Yeah.
You see that happen, and then the trade comes down that the Celtics pulled off.
Yep.
I thought that was highway robbery.
Yep.
They gave up nothing for Brogdon.
They kept their key
7.
Oh,
my God, that's an unbelievable move for the Celtics.
Yep, great job. Stevens knows what he's doing. The other thing is you cannot You cannot give up all these picks down the road after what we just witnessed in Houston and the Nets again. Number one, Pearson Garnett. Number two, here what could happen. Where it's okay, we'll get Kyrie, Harden, and Durant, and we'll be set. You don't know what's going to happen 5-6 years down the road. These are unprotected picks.
Sure.
What could happen to Minnesota down the road? And then all this talk about the Suns and where's Durant going and who's the favorite and the Warriors. The Celtics just improved their team big time.
I would say so.
Now, Brogdon's a hell of a player. He's hurt a lot, but I think he only played in 36 games. But that's a huge to get Brogdon and Gallinari, and you don't have to give anything up in return.
Totally concur.
Great job by the Celtics.
And that's why getting back to Durant possibly going to the Raptors, again, think about if you got your team to get him, the teams that you're going to have to overcome at the top of that conference. I mean, the Celtics got better. We thought the Bucks had a good first day of free agency, right? The 76ers are going to be better next year. Other teams in the Heat, if they, you know, even if they don't get Durant, obviously, I mean, that's going to be...
We get Mitchell.
If
you think the Jazz are keeping Mitchell, I got waterfront property to sell you.
Well,
they're not keeping Mitchell. They just gutted the team. They're going to buy... They traded O'Neal. How good was Brian Windhorst Friday? That was one of the funniest things I've ever seen. He's sitting on the Gobert trade.
He can't say
it, and he's just, what's going on in Utah?
Yep.
What's going on in Utah?
He's pointing like that.
Yeah.
Goes back and forth.
Yeah. Then you got the...
is that? Tell me. Why is that?
Everyone's guessing. It's like, come on. He's explaining it beautifully. They're going to tank.
Right.
They're going to trade everybody for Wembanyama, whatever the kid's name
Armageddon's
is.
Armageddon's on the way.
Yeah.
Although Woj was on SportsCenter yesterday, and he said they're not trading Donovan Mitchell.
Give me a break. Why would he want to stay around? With who? They're buying out Beverly. They're going to buy these guys out they got from Minnesota. It's a total rebuild.
Yeah. By the way, one other thing with Durant. Should any team, I should say this. The team that lands Durant this year, do they not need to be careful with this guy changing his mind next year again? Who's to say he goes somewhere for a year and he says, okay, this is it for me. I got to go somewhere else.
That's a troubling thing. It's even the Warriors are apparently reached out. How good is that?
Yeah, they're down to 16-1 now to get him.
Can you imagine? People would throw up the barbecue today if that happened. There'd be a reversal.
Poole, Weissman, some other parts that would be there.
Kuminga
would be part of it.
He goes Golden State wins. He goes back to Golden State.
Well, and the reason why
Twitter.
I had to bring this up, Howard Beck, SI, is reporting the two primary factors for Durant wanting to trade. One was the team's first-round sweep.
Well.
That's it. I can't do it anymore. You got to trade me. Because they were swept in the first round? What if it goes 7 games?
Yeah.
You going to be happy? The other one was evidently he's done with Kyrie Irving.
Friendship's over?
It's soured, according to him.
Well, about time. Yeah. We also, the report was they didn't like how the Nets treated him, though, too. But it's.
I can't believe when you go back and think about everything that they demanded in Brooklyn. I mean, they gave him 4 years, $190 million after he blew out his Achilles. They were going to be patient. You can take the entire year off.
I know.
Oh, you don't want Atkinson? Fine. We're going to fire him. Who do you want hired?
Yeah,
you don't want
Jordan.
Jared Allen? Yeah. You want DeAndre Jordan? Sure, we'll make that happen, too.
Sure.
And now, played 2 years of basketball. We were swept. Get me out of here.
Good. Good for the owner to stand up and say, I let this go on far too long.
Yep. The first hour of Follow the Money is presented exclusively by BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com. We will discuss Major League Baseball up next. A lot of takeaways from the weekend, including a bad 3 or 4 game stretch for some marquee teams. That's coming up here on Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
My name is Johnny B. Good, and I'm the host of the new podcast, Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon. Over this nine-part series, I'll explore the life and crimes of my best friend, Ray Trapani.
I always wanted to be a criminal.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
You see, Ray has this unique ability to find loopholes and exploit them.
They collected $30 million. There were headlines about it.
His company, CentraTech, was one of the hottest crypto startups in 2017. It was going to change the world, until it didn't.
I came into my office, opened my email, and the subject heading was FBI request.
It was only a matter of time before the truth came out.
You can only fake it till you make it for so long before they find out that your Harvard degree is not so crimson.
How could you sit there and do something that you know will objectively cause more harm in the world?
Listen to Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
VSEN, the sports betting network.
Wimbledon, Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook, your go-to book for all tennis-related betting. Through today, you place a $25 wager on Wimbledon at Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook for a free $10 live bet to use on any Wimbledon match. Log into the Bet Rivers app, and you can even live stream tennis matches right from Bet Rivers Online book. Get up there, Bet Rivers.
All right, Paulie, some takeaways from the weekend that was. It really extends into today with a bunch of these games, continuing series, some of them anyway, and a full slate, obviously, on July 4th, a bunch of day games. But bad, bad weekend for the Blue Jays. That was no good for that team.
McClanahan again.
Oh, he was sensational.
He's got to be the favorite. I know Verlander's been great, but I make McClanahan should be a small favorite.
I would agree.
To win the Cy Young. Another great performance.
They really offered nothing. Bad pitching performances. Gossman got hurt.
Yep.
Offense wasn't exactly clicking throughout the entire weekend.
That's big because you can't trust a lot of the rest of those pitchers.
And I would almost call
the guy going today.
I think that the Rays are, I think mediocre is probably too strong of a word, but they're slightly above average. That's pretty much it. And they go to Toronto and they sweep them? I mean, come on.
Yeah, well, they got, they're 44 and 36. Boston's 44 and 35, and Tampa's 43 and 36.
Uh-huh.
They're all bunched up there. Maybe they all make the playoffs, but they got to look at the lead in the division. I mean, come on, the Yankees. They're 1600 at Bet Rivers. How are they blowing a 14 game lead?
Well, watch out
halfway
now.
Halfway through the season,
they only have 7 more wins than the Astros now on the year. So Houston could catch them, and I bring that up because I do have that bet on the Yankees to win the most games at +180, +140. Got to go back and look. But anyway, that was like, until the last 10 days, the Yankees were very comfortably in front of the Astros. Not anymore, the way Houston's playing. That ties into like team number two. I mean, this is just a travesty what's going on now with the Angels. Here we are on July 4th, and I want to go back to probably around Memorial Day, maybe a little bit before then, when we were like, hey, are the Angels for real this year? Ohtani's pitching well. Syndergaard, you know, off to a nice start this year. They were in it with the Astros. My God, they are a complete train wreck.
Yep. How about Trout? What was he, 0 of 11 in the series? Would he strike out 8 times in a row?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
Trout's a gimme right now, automatic out.
I don't know why, but something really clicked in my brain this weekend watching these scores come in as they were just pounded by the Astros again. This team's going to have to do something at the end of the year. And maybe it's very obvious to everybody else, but I don't know, like Trout and Ohtani, right? Trout's been in the league for a decade. Decade. And you are just, what, going to waste back-to-back years that we've never seen from a single player in the history of the league? Like
incredible.
You are right now?
Yep.
Something drastic's going to have to happen.
Yep. It's a train wreck. You nailed it. The other one, the Blue Jays have to get healthy here and rip some wins off. Easy schedule in July, and it starts tonight. One of the late games. I'm surprised with all the night games tonight. But you got Manoah going, and he's a huge favorite on the road against the A's, who are 8-28 at home. The A's have 4 wins, not named Kansas City, since May 25th. 4 wins. And I saw, well, I couldn't believe how low Robbie Ray was yesterday. It was a struggle, but they get the win 2-1. So their adjusted win total is 57.5 at William Hill. 57.5. So they are living up to the hype in the other direction, how bad this outfit is.
Do they even go over that number right now?
I don't want it over. You think there'd be some trades, too. If they don't throw Blackburn, who's winning for them?
I mean, this team could, I think, easily lose 110 games.
Yep.
That can happen. By the way, this tweet sums it up, Paulie. This is just a thing of beauty. Josh Dubow tweeted this out with the AP. Folks, you think about this for a second. Here is where the A's offense ranks through 81 games in the division era. So post-1969. It's every year included. 255 runs, 8th fewest since 1969. Batting average is .212. That is the absolute worst. On base, .273, second worst. Slugging, .329. Hey, hang your head on that. 15th worst. And OPS is .602, third worst going all the way back to the division
numbers,
era.
Oh, yeah.
That's how bad it is with this team.
1905 type stuff, how bad they are. They're 8-41 when they allow a home run, too, which is hilarious, which I imagine that happens again tonight. So, all right, no excuses. Sweep them. They're awful. They have 8. Remember, they started with 4 wins right away at home. So it's only been 4 wins since mid-April for this team.
Good Lord.
So they are a travesty. But they have to get going. The Blue Jays got to get going. They got to do a better job.
100% they do. Yep. The Padres saved some face yesterday with a comeback win over the Dodgers in the 9th. Got to Kimbrel.
Dodgers should have swept them. Kershaw was great. Yep.
Yeah, that should have been a 4-game sweep.
Yep.
So that was a big way to close out that series for San Diego, because when you look at the wild card right now, they are the number one wild card, up by a half a game over Atlanta. Now St. Louis back. Philadelphia's a game and a half back. San Francisco now 2 games back because they were swept by the White Sox.
Yeah, that's bad.
And you allowed that to happen.
Yep.
Ooh, that's not a good look for San Francisco. They are 3 games above 500. And like I talked about now, they are a half a game back of Philadelphia, and Philadelphia's not even the wild card as we speak. The 3 teams in, Padres, Braves, and Cardinals. And bad sign when Logan Webb gets blown up there in the middle of that game, and they can't win with him on the mound at home.
They had been 20-1 in his home starts. That's right. Good job by the White Sox. But Giants are going to miss the playoffs. I gave that out a week ago. It was plus money they're going to miss. Their adjusted win total is 85 now for wins. So there's just too many easy games here with Milwaukee and St. Louis at the bottom of that division that they're going to have, and the Cardinals have the easiest remaining schedule in Major League Baseball. So there was cause for concern there where, you know, they swept the Dodgers at home, then they lost a series at home to the Reds. I think there was another one that they struggled against. So the teams they struggled against, so I don't think it's going to happen for the Giants, but a good job by the White Sox. And then the Braves are on fire. That's another one. I mean, the Braves have just had an incredible month. Didn't work out for them yesterday, but that's now a race in the East, but perfect timing for the Mets. That Scherzer's coming back tomorrow. DeGrom made a rehab start. So the Mets minus .210 at some spots to win the division, lower than that. But now they're getting the 2 big guys back.
DeGrom faced 5 batters at single A, struck out all 5. Surprise, surprise. Yeah, to tie in with how bad it was with the Angels, by the way, and how good it was for the Astros, because the Astros dominated them.
Yep.
They set the Major League Baseball record with 48 strikeouts in a 3-game series. The Angels struck out 20 times in a 9-inning game yesterday. That obviously tied the Major League Baseball record. Guys like Randy Johnson, you know, Roger Clemens struck out 20 in those games in previous years. That's how bad it is right now for the Angels. And how about this now? Good tweet here from Stats by Stats on Paulie, your Minnesota Twins. They are the first team in American League history to follow up back-to-back walk-off losses with back-to-back walk-off wins within a single season. That happened against Baltimore on Friday and Saturday.
Yes, couldn't believe it. How about that? What's good for the Goose? They come back and they rally to win. Baltimore was $2 in both games, and they blow them both. Twins aren't hitting.
No.
And then they did nothing yesterday. So they almost got swept at home if it weren't for the heroics, late-inning heroics. And then I like the White Sox today. They got something going. They got Cueto going. The Twins aren't hitting, and it's Bundy for the Twins. They've lost 9 of his last 10 starts. So I'm going against the Twins again today. Get a good price with Cueto and the White Sox at home. They got to get out of here. And 84.5 now, their adjusted wins for the White Sox.
For the White Sox, sure.
Yep.
Now, what do you want to do with this Rockies game?
Here we go.
Playing at Dodger Stadium.
Right? Freeland
Day. It's Freeland against
Freeland Day.
Urias. 16-1-1 to the under for Freeland when he pitches against the Dodgers, regardless of stadium.
You guys got James Brown there? Can you throw some James Brown? That's the payback now. They got swept in Colorado. Colorado, much better team at home opposed to the road. So Dodgers are hot. I think the Dodgers, look at this now. See, I was hoping it was going to be Verlander today against Kansas City. We would have seen a $4 favorite.
Oh, for sure we would have,
but
yeah.
It was, yeah, it's Odorizzi now. They snuck him in off the IL. But Urias going against Freeland, yeah, look at that price. And
that's only going to go up today.
Yeah, the Dodgers, I think, will sweep them. But this has just been the gift that keeps on giving, an ATM machine. Our friend Tony, PointsYouEver13 on Twitter, won last week, barely. But 16-1-1 under run going back against the Dodgers, and it's Freeland Day again.
How does it get there
tonight?
Crazy,
yep. 8.5. Yeah. Urias will shut him down.
How about 5-3 or 6-2 Dodgers after the fifth? No more runs.
5-1 final.
5-1 final?
5-1 final.
You want to lay 2.5 runs today with the Dodgers? Okay.
We can do that.
The run line, $1.30 that you're looking at right now when they're up to 285 on this team. And this will go to, my guess is this touches 315 maybe. It's that high at some books. I wouldn't be surprised.
Padres are too high, don't you think?
You know,
Flexen's not bad. He was top 5 in ROI
last
year.
Yeah, he's okay.
Seattle playing good ball now.
Yeah. I went back and looked at Manea's game log. You can get to this guy. Like, he gives up runs every single game.
Yeah, he should be $1.80.
He'll give up 3-4 runs. Yeah, that's kind of who he has turned into this year with this Padres team.
And I lean Guardians game one of a doubleheader. I've been on this Plesac here for like 5 starts. I've done well with Plesac.
Oh, yeah?
He's going game one of the doubleheader. It's Hill making his debut for Detroit, and they cannot hit. And Plesac's had good numbers going back here.
By the way, nice way for Wheeler to cap off the weekend last night. They shut out the Cardinals in terms of, like, looking at the season-long awards. His ERA is down to 2.66 now for the Phillies.
What are they going to give Gonsolin respect? Humans is right. He's all over this. What is he, 10-0 now with a 1-5?
He's got to be...
Come on.
He's got to be right there with Alcantara.
I would agree.
And they have to be the top two.
Yeah.
And Wheeler would be...
I think he's moved past Musgrove. Don't you
Gonsolin?
Think? Yes.
I'd have him above him, yes.
Yeah.
He was awesome, what, 7 2/3 last time out?
Yeah.
All right, in celebration of this great holiday, we'll go over some of the best places to visit across this country. Twitter told us the average American has only been to 5 of these locations. What's your number? Fun discussion coming up next.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah, yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Welcome back. Baseball predictions made brighter. Join the Born in a Ballpark Challenge presented by Blue Moon. To compete free for cash all season, enter weekly prediction pools to fight for your share of $62,000 in total cash prizes. Head to DraftKings.com/Blue Moon now to join the action. Blue Moon, made brighter, 21 only. Drink responsibly. DraftKings.com for details. He's on every week during the football season and kind enough to come on now to go over a couple win totals and some props that he likes. It's the great Adam Chernoff, senior strategist, covers.com. Follow him on Twitter at Adam Chernoff. He'll be out here too in late August if you want to come by and meet him when you sign up for the contest here at Circa. All right, my friend, good to talk to you. Happy 4th. A couple of win totals. Now, let's start with Tennessee, which I think is a popular pick, but I'm with you on this one. Bad offseason for the Titans. They were the one seed this year. What do you think happens this season upcoming for the Tennessee Titans?
Well, I'll put you guys on the spot this morning on a holiday Monday morning with a skill testing question, we'll put it. And if I was just to throw sort of a blank depth chart at you and say, here are your leading wide receivers, They gave you Robert Woods off an injury, Treylon Burks, Nick Westbrook, Akine, and Dez Fitzpatrick. Mm. And you heard those names. Like, where are you putting that list of four guys for a potential win total when you hear those are the starting receivers?
Mm-hmm. Yes. And a quarterback who now has, you know, coming off a horrible playoff game and now doubting himself. Yeah.
And the running back off of a debilitating injury after being used like crazy, and you're losing guys off the offensive line as well. I mean, this team is listed at 9.5 wins. You're getting kind of 9 -110 right now, or -140 to the under. I don't understand it. It's just, it's too high for me to get anywhere close to that number with this roster that's put together. And then if we're going to take it a step further, this roster has to face one of the 10 most difficult schedules. And where that gets a little bit crazy, too, is four of those games for the Titans this year are against the Jags and the Texans. And so with those games included, this is still a top 10 schedule for difficulty. I mean, this is ugly all around for the Titans. I don't know where that offensive production is going to come from. The defense lost some key pieces, too. I'm very happy to go anything to do with the unders on Tennessee this entire season.
It's correlated. So then have you made a Colts to win the division bet yet as well?
I love everything about the Colts. There are reports all over the place about how much the wide receivers like what Matt Ryan is doing. And I mean, can you guys blame him for that? You come off of a season with Carson Wentz where you're still in the playoffs. You have Jonathan Taylor have a amazing season behind a terrific offensive line. But Wentz, really, they were winning in spite of him. And so now you take that out of the equation and you put in a Matt Ryan, a very still live and active Matt Ryan. You need to look no further than that game against Buffalo late in the season where it's a meaningless game for him. He's laying out head first at the goal line a couple of different times. There's still a lot left in the tank for Ryan. For me, with the Colts, everything to the over. I think they make a run to the Super Bowl. I like everything about Indianapolis. I dislike everything about Tennessee. I'm very happy they're within the same division because that's going to lead to a lot of betting opportunities. So you're exactly right. I like that correlation quite a bit. Really like the Colts over.
Okay, in week one, the Titans host the Giants, and it's been a rough go of it lately for the Giants, and they always get off to slow starts. What do you want to do with the Giants win total?
I'm going over. And I think as a long shot to win the division, it's a really good look for them, too. You're getting a pretty nice number there. Washington has been very popular this offseason for bets. Philadelphia has been very popular. But for me, I'm looking no further than the Giants. Really like the way that they're set up. And it's kind of sneaky. They're one of those teams where there weren't a lot of like huge moves. They added some key pieces to the offensive line. They added some key pieces within the secondary, but I think it's just the entire coaching staff being overhauled. That bodes really well for kind of that quiet upgrade that maybe isn't getting the attention with all these free agency signings, because this team is still priced 7.5 wins. To me, it's much too low. And you go through the skill position players, just kind of harped on Tennessee and all the issues that they have. But you start looking through the Giants roster and there's names like Kadarius Toney, who could be one of the most electric players on offense in the league if he's able to stay healthy. Kenny Golladay, Sterling Shepard, Saquon Barkley, and again, a sort of a retooled offensive line. There's a lot of potential here for this team. I think the ceiling for New York really, really high, and that floor, people are maybe making it out to be a little bit too low than it actually is. So 7.5 wins. Pretty happy to go over there. But I think if you're looking at them on a prop to make the playoffs, I think you absolutely look at the yes. And then there's some nice long shot prices there for the Giants to win the division. So I think that one's really good as well.
By the way, fellas, and as I'm looking at the schedule right now, and we're talking to Adam Chernoff here on Follow the Money, it's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. In the first 10 games of the season, the Giants get the Panthers, the Bears, Jacksonville, Seattle, the Texans, and the Lions.
Yep.
So that huge break there early, Adam.
And they get a break throughout the entire season on the road. Their most difficult game on the road is the Packers, but that is the neutral site game in London. They have one of the easiest road schedules all the way around. And like you mentioned, that early start to the season, there's nothing better to bring in a new coaching staff, new coordinators, than getting all those home games stacked at the start of the season without having to travel. They're basically at home the entire month of September. Really good spot for the Giants to get off to a hot start.
Great point. So then that ties in with the coach of the year bet that you've made then.
Yeah, Brian Daboll, if you can find them around 20-1, I think that's a really good look. And when you're looking for coach of the year bets, you're usually looking for a team that 6-7 win window for the projected team total. And you're going to need them to win 10 games. The last 14 coach of the years, they've won at least 10 games. And again, their average preseason win total was 7.5. And so when it comes to coach of the year, it's really difficult for a coach to be projected to do really well to actually win the awards. You've never had a team with a preseason win total of 9.5 or higher winning coach of the year. So the Giants really fit that criteria. But I think Daboll, kind of compared to like a Dennis Allen, who I think is going to get a lot of looks as well for this award, Daboll kind of has that built-in pedigree coming in from Buffalo. Very popular. He has the spotlight now with the big media circus that always goes around the New York teams. And so I think that bodes really well for him and what he could potentially do. We know how crazy the NFC East gets. So at 20-1 with this team, just too big of a price for me to ultimately pass up, as I think the Giants can actually win this division.
Follow the money, Paulie and Mitch, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Adam Chernoff, our guest. Follow him on Twitter, covers.com. Your Jets are very popular as well, the over. And I'm on it too, over 5.5. Listen, they won 4 games last year. They beat the Bengals and they beat the Titans. So Wilson's supposed to improve this year. They had a great draft and made some good moves. Tough schedule, but what do you think of your Jets?
They beat those Bengals with Mike White.
Yeah, they did. So,
I mean, if we think Wilson's going to be anything, then certainly he's going to be a little bit better than Mike White. I wouldn't go under. I'm certainly with you. I haven't bet the over, but I know you and a lot of other people that I respect certainly have, and so there's definitely meaning behind that. There's a lot of young pieces that need to come together that have the potential to make this work. And so I think there's a lot of variance with the Jets because obviously you have the rookie running back, you have the rookie Garrett Wilson. But if everything comes together from a skill position player perspective, although the schedule is pretty difficult and that division's daunting, to get over that win total, I don't think it's going to ultimately be too big of a stretch because the pieces on defense are certainly there as well to keep this team competitive in a lot of games. So to me, I'm likely to probably find opportunities to bet the Jets on a bigger spread. They're going to be a little bit disrespected, I think, throughout the season. But certainly I wouldn't be running to go under with the Jets. I think there's a lot of pieces here that could work.
Okay. And 90 seconds left. How about a prop that you like to lead the league in receiving yards?
This is a good one, I think. If you can find CeeDee Lamb to lead the league in receiving yards, that gets really interesting. And he was around 16-1. All of the futures are kind of bouncing around in terms of availability at the moment. But what I like about that quite a bit is Amari Cooper has left Dallas, and then you have Gallup off of the injury. So CeeDee Lamb really steps into that number one role. And the other guys that he is on top of this odds board with, Justin Jefferson, Cooper Kupp, Jamar Chase, Devontae Adams, Travis Kelce, Tyreek Hill, Stephon Diggs, all of those guys have to really share targets and share touches with like 2 or 3 other receivers within their system. And Lamb, I think, for at least the first chunk of the season before Gallup is fully back to 100%, he's going to be that number one guy in an offense that can be very explosive behind Kellen Moore in that play calling scheme. So I think with him stepping in to be the number one guy, just how versatile he is and how little he's going to have to share with other guys compared to others that he is priced similarly to at the top of this market, I think that's a really good look. So if you can get him at 16-1, I think that's a really good bet to have going into the season.
Very cool. You can follow him on Twitter. He is at Adam Chernoff with covers.com. You're the best, man. Good talking to you as always.
Thanks very much, guys. Appreciate you having the show on the holiday Monday and 66 days to kick off. So
there we go.
Yes.
Getting close.
See you in August.
Yep. Up next, we will touch on a few different markets in this sport that changed a little bit now that today's July 4th. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My name is Johnny B. Good, and I'm the host of the new podcast, Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon. Over this nine-part series, I'll explore the life and crimes of my best friend, Ray Trapani.
I always wanted to be a criminal.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
You see, Ray has this unique ability to find loopholes and exploit them.
They collected $30 million. There were headlines about it.
His company, CentraTech, was one of the hottest crypto startups in 2017. It was going to change the world, until it didn't.
I came into my office, opened my email, and the subject heading was FBI request.
It was only a matter of time before the truth came out.
You can only fake it till you make it for so long before they find out that your Harvard degree is not so crimson.
How could you sit there and do something that you know will objectively cause more harm in the world?
Listen to Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Polly Howard on VSiN.
Check out Hardwood Handicappers podcast. Von Tobel looks at all the angles, Summer League props, futures, and the Edge will be live from the Summer League as well out here in Vegas. The podcast is free and available now at VSiN.com/podcast or wherever you get your podcasts. And while you're there, catch up on every VSiN show as well.
All right, so we begin this hour as the aforementioned Jonathan Von Tobel joins the program, who is back now from vacation. Hey, man, that's pretty cool. You're going to be out there. Which day is broadcasting live from the Summer League?
We're going to be live Thursday, Friday for the Edge, and then we're going to have a special Hardwood Handicappers 2 hours out there on Sunday from 3 to 5. So, yeah, we'll be out there for a good chunk, and I'll be out there pretty much the entire time, too, doing some other work as well. So it'll be pretty cool.
Do you typically fire? Have you in years past on the Summer League? I know some people love betting it.
Yeah, I'll play futures, but unless like there's some good information that comes out, you know, it's like preseason. If you get anything on like a certain player playing or not or whatever, I'll get in on some of these numbers before they move. But they're generally small bets. But evaluate the rosters, play the futures. I think that's usually what I'll do on a year-to-year basis.
Okay, so where are you at now this morning? Very bright and early here on July 4th. I thought Kevin Durant was going to be traded by the time that we were on the air today. I was wrong. The market has shifted a little bit now with the Raptors, the second choice on the board at Bet Rivers, plus 250. The Suns are still the favorites now at plus 125. Where, at this point, where do you think he's going to end up?
You know, I think the odds are right in putting them in that order. But I also think it's right that Toronto is steadily climbing. Like we know about the history of Toronto, right? What they've done, Kawhi Leonard has done it before. Masai Ujiri has been in this position, and I think too, because a lot of people keep bringing up, like, well, Kevin Durant would want to play, you know, in City X. Well, I think Ujiri is one of the very few people who can put Kevin Durant in office and say, look, man, like we've got a really good culture here. We've got a lot of stuff going on that you could be really successful. We've done it with Kawhi. You can be here for a while. We've built up this roster. We can do it again. Like, I think it'd be a really good match for them. And I think that when you look at what they have to offer outside of like what Phoenix have to do, you know, I was just cutting up a clip right now from Woj, and like he said, Phoenix would have to involve like maybe another team if they're going to get this deal done. Yep. But the Toronto Raptors have enough assets that they can go get this done. So I'm really intrigued by Toronto. You know, I was listening to you guys earlier. You can still get them at 50-1 out here in Vegas. I think that's worth a small sprinkle when you're talking about where the rest of the odds have gone and the potential for that deal to get done, because I think it's a little bit more likely than what you're looking at with the Phoenix Suns.
Yep. He's apparently warming up to the idea, too, and he can be talked into that. He can be talked into a lot of things, as we've seen. Very impressionable. For what you mentioned, too, on Phoenix, that's why I would throw Miami out. I just don't think they can look at this. I saw your tweet as well about, oh, this is, look at this package. What package? Hero, Robinson, come on.
Package?
I mean, come on. Lowry, who wants him? I mean, this is, you're going to have to get other teams involved. And we all along, the Nets have said, I don't want this Miami offer what they're looking at.
Yeah, like the package you're mentioning, it was like a quote from an executive, an anonymous executive at the Eastern Conference. It was like, there's going to be no better package than Kyle Lowry, Duncan Robinson, and Tyler Hero. Like, was that a Miami Heat executive? Because, like, I think you can probably get a whole bunch of different good packages that are much better than that. No, I agree. Like, look, and if we're being realistic about this, if you're the Brooklyn Nets and the thing that works against KD is that four-year contract, I mean, realistically, you're calling New Orleans, who can offer you something incredible.
Sure.
Like, if we're really putting it at the top of the list, the Thunder have everything that you'd really want if you're the Brooklyn Nets to acquire Kevin Durant, right? Tons of picks, tons of young assets. Like, so that's why I wonder how this shakes out, because obviously the Thunder aren't going to do that, because why would they? He doesn't fit their timeline. But at the same time, like, if you're the Nets, if you really want the best package available, there are teams way further down the list that would be better for you to call up and get something done with, i.e. New Orleans, Toronto, who's moved up the list, as opposed to Phoenix or Miami, who can't trade Bam Adebayo. And I think that would be the piece that you want. And that's kind of it. So I would agree with you, Paul. Like, I don't get where Miami's coming from with this.
I'd love to see him go to Memphis, too. That'd be something as well. So what do you think? Going back to the Toronto question, would you give up Barnes? What do you think's fair? OG and Siakam, maybe? Because, you know, 15 years in the league, 34 years old, a lot of injuries. I mean, you don't want to gut your team, though, in order to get him.
No, and I think so. Like, there was one report that they have balked at trading Barnes, but that actually might be like a negotiating ploy that they might be willing to actually give him up. And I would think, too, if you give up Barnes, that also lessens the other pieces that you have to give up. Like, you'd have to match salary, do all that kind of stuff. Yeah. And it sounds like maybe like Barnes, Gary Trent Jr., and maybe something else. And like, if you can get away with those two being the core pieces, I think that's pretty good, right? Because then you're talking about Pascal Siakam, OG Anunoby, Fred VanVleet. Like, that's, they just re-signed Chris Boucher. I don't know if maybe he'd have to go, but like, that's still a pretty good core that you add to Kevin Durant. So maybe if you include Barnes, it just lessens what you have to give up in terms of actual players and gutting your roster, to your point. So I would think, like, look, Scottie Barnes had a really good year. But at the same time, we've seen players win Rookie of the Year, be sensational their first year, not really pan out for the rest of their career. I don't know if you're holding everything up for a chance at Kevin Durant and another snip at a title with a player of his caliber, because you're like, yeah, you know, we got a really good rookie that's got some potential. I think if you got Kevin Durant, Barnes is probably on the table if you're the Raptors.
Yeah, that's the way I would look at it as well. So then what do you make now of Kyrie? The report from Shams over the weekend just seems so bizarre. Lakers, yes, we get it. Mavericks, okay, we can see. Then Shams, who has been so, like, he's been gold reporting all this NBA news this season, as he always is. He threw out Philadelphia. Like, under what kind of a scenario would that actually take? Like, Embiid would put his foot down. He'd be like, what? We're not going to bring this guy in. No chance.
Is he Embiid, or how about Harden?
You're right.
Both guys, yeah.
He didn't want to play with him. Well, I think there's truth to that, but there's always truth to some of these things, right? Like when it says that Philadelphia called Brooklyn, I mean, Daryl Morey is a guy who always wants to acquire assets. He's probably calling me like, what are you looking for? Oh, you're looking for that? All right, I'll talk to you later. Like, you know what I mean? It's probably like a quick conversation, something to that point. But like, Sean, I will give Sean's credit. He's clearly plugged into Kyrie directly. Like, whatever it is, he clearly is reporting the Kyrie aspect of things, and it's coming directly from his camp. But I think the others are a little bit more accurate. And it's going to be incredible if the Lakers get to pull this off, because, you know, there was like a meme floating out there of a dude stepping on a rake and it hitting him in the face. Like, they're just going to stumble into a championship caliber roster with Kyrie Irving because they don't know how to put a roster together, but they have a matching salary, potentially a Russell Westbrook and a team that's desperate to get rid of Kyrie Irving. So I'm really interested in where he'd end up, obviously. But I would think at the top of the list, it's Lakers and Mavericks. And I would put the Lakers way ahead of them just because they seem really gung-ho on getting it. The Mavericks are a team that's like, hey, you know what? We're interested, but we're not going to give up too much of our depth because they're not a team that's got a ton of depth to go acquire them, you know?
Well, they could also get Joe Harris, too, which I know he has crazy contract, but that Joe Harris could be in the Kyrie trade as well. But that's I don't know if he moves the needle for you, but I could see the Nets saying, go ahead.
I was going to say, I like Joe Harris. Like, sure. I'm really curious as to why all of a sudden Harris is being viewed as like almost like Russell Westbrookian with the contract, right? Like, they want to get out from under him. Like, excuse me. I know he had an injury, but like at the same time, this guy is a 42% 3-point shooter that would fit beautifully with a team like Los Angeles that really needs like a wing defender. Yeah. He's a solid defender who could shoot really well. So now I think that'd be a really good thing for the Lakers if they can grab him.
Well, you know this well, because you had a future on the Celtics, and the Boston ran out of gas, and they also, as a reason, they didn't have depth. I mean, how about the moves they made? You get Gallinari and Brogdon. You don't have to give up much.
I love it. Like, and Brogdon's off injured, and I get anything that anybody would say, like, oh, you know, we'll see. But at the same time, he's a combo guard. You needed more, you know, elite guard play. You needed a guy who could facilitate a little bit more. You saw that offense broke down. He is a solid scoring option. Like, he's everything you needed on top of Gallinari giving you more shooting consistency and size. Like, I think if you're Boston, you're looking around. Like, Boston, there was a couple of teams that I really liked, some small moves that they made, but that's at the top of the list in terms of what the Celtics did. They were not happy with the way it ended, and they addressed their needs brilliantly. Stevens has done a great job with that team, man.
Totally agree. What was your reaction to the Gobert trade when that broke? And then are you buying this Woj report saying that the team is not going to move the Jazz? They're not going to move Donovan Mitchell.
So I like it for Minnesota. Like, I think they're going to be a really good regular season team. And I was talking with Will Hill yesterday about this. You know, out of the two teams that made like kind of big moves in terms of trades, right? Minnesota and Atlanta. I buy more into Minnesota because they also signed Kyle Anderson. Like, that's a legit starting five.
Yeah,
and if
you're
talking about a berth in a second round and then injuries, which have always played a role in these postseasons, that's a team you can find themselves into a Western Conference Finals potentially if things break right for them. So I like that a lot. And as far as Utah's concerned, I don't buy it, Mitch. Like what's the goal? What are you doing if you're building around Donovan Mitchell? Like, how are you making this team competitive now? Because this guy wants to win clearly now. They're already rumbling that he's trying to make his way out. He's planted the seeds when he acted surprised that Quinn Snyder was leaving, even though everybody and their mother knew that was going to happen this offseason. So, like, I think if you're Utah, they're selling. Like, Royce O'Neal was the first peg, and we know about what happened with Windhorst, and he was brilliant. Then, of course, Rudy Gobert follows. If you're the Jazz, there is a kid at the top of this draft that is very much worth tanking for. Get rid of him, get assets, and try to get up there, because I have no idea what you're doing in terms of retooling and building a finals-esque roster with what you have in front of you right now, even with all the assets you acquired.
Okay.
You hire a new first-time coach and give him a five-year deal as well.
Right. Yep.
Okay.
There you go.
So if you had to bet on one team right now to win the NBA title, one team, based on the movement that we might be getting here in the next couple of days, who would it be?
All right, so I'm going to fall for this, and they've been in my cart to bet on them for a while. You can get them at 14-1. Call me crazy. I love what Philadelphia did. I like P.J. Tucker. I like D'Anthony Melton. I like the depth that they have added to this team. I think they needed shooting and defense, and they added a bunch of guys who fit that to get like in a single player. Like, I really like what they've done a lot, the Philadelphia 76ers. And when the smoke clears and Durant and Irving are out of the conference potentially, you're talking about Philly potentially being maybe the second-best team in the Eastern Conference. I might fall for it again, but if you're getting like 14-17-1, which you could have found them at, I think that's definitely worth looking at with the 76ers. I like a lot of this roster and what they've been able to do. And they're sniffing around Eric Gordon, which would be a great.
Yep. I like that.
All right. Great spot as always, my man. Welcome back from vacation and enjoy, you know, the summer league this week when you're going to be broadcasting live from out there.
Good to talk to you guys. Thank you.
Yeah, be good. Follow him on Twitter. He is at MeJBT, and his show is called The Edge. It comes up every day here on VSiN at 4 o'clock Eastern, 1 o'clock Pacific. We'll recap the betting action from the weekend, upsets, with plenty more than that, plenty more with that coming up here on Win Some, Lose Some. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedeta. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to brand new on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.